Public remote participation will no longer be conducted. Hearing devices are available on each side of the podium. Board chambers are T-coil compatible for hearing devices. Anybody who wishes to speak must fill out a speaker slip. They are on both sides of the podium and out in front, and state their name for the record. Anything presented to the board must be turned in to our clerk, Annette. If we could all please stand if you're able and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I will ask Annette, our clerk, if there are any changes or announcements to today's short agenda.
No changes. I just want to announce that today's meeting is a special meeting and pursuant to the Brown Act under the Government Code 54956. Special meetings require notice be posted at least 24 hours prior to the meeting in a location that is freely accessible to members of the public. Today's meeting agenda was posted online and outside of the Government Center yesterday, June 24th at 8 a.m. I do want to note there will be no general public comment for items not on the agenda. However, there will be public comment for the one item listed on the agenda today.
Okay, thank you for that. So our one item on the agenda is a request to consider the annual cannabis business tax for fiscal year 2021-22 and, if necessary, adopt a proposed resolution to maintain the cannabis business tax rate at 6% of gross receipts for the next fiscal year. It relates to all districts. So I will open it up for public comment right now, and we are not taking recorded or live calls, and I don't believe you have any speaker slips, do you? No speaker slips. Okay, I am going to close public comment. So I will bring it back, and do I have Jim present right now? Is Jim going to? Okay. Couldn't see you there.
Good morning, Board. Jim Hamilton, Auditor, Controller, Treasurer, Tax Collector. I have no financial slides for you today to endure through, I promise.
Woo!
Okay, unless you want them, I can bring them back up.
How are we to make an informed decision?
I'm sure you've studied them every day since the presentation. So anyway, I think everyone knows why we gather here today. We've got a scheduled CBT cannabis tax increase scheduled to occur July 1st. The way the ordinance and the tax measure was written, the board can act every fiscal year prior to July 1st to either suspend any scheduled increase or reduce the tax. So today you're able to do that, to either suspend or reduce the tax that's scheduled to go to 8% on July 1st.
Okay. Are there any questions for Jim from members of the board?
I have one question.
Okay, I see Wade. I saw him first, so I'm going to let him go first, then I'll let John and then Bruce.
I can defer to the supervisor.
Okay, John.
So I just had one question. So we were going to go to 8%, but we're talking about staying at 6% for the next year. What does that actually cost us right now, do you think, the county additionally?
Right. Based on our projections of what the gross cannabis product would be, that would be a little over $200,000 cost if we were to collect tax at 6% instead of 8%.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bruce?
No questions.
Okay. Wade?
If I could elaborate on that. So in the budget, we did budget assuming that the 8% tax rate, and that, so in the budget that you adopted, it's $850,000 was the anticipated revenue. If the tax rate is maintained at 6%, and you apply that to the same projected return, that's the $637,500 of revenue, which would mean a $212,500 loss this next year.
Okay. You still have your light on, but you don't have any. Okay. All right. I will bring it back to the board for any discussions and or motion or questions for Jim or County Council or Wade.
Well, Madam Chair, I'll move approval of the resolution presented in the staff report.
Okay. I have a motion by Supervisor Gibson. Do I have a second, or do you have some comments, Supervisor Arnold?
Take a second. Under discussion, I'll comment.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Okay, a second. So we have a motion, a second, but let's go ahead and get your comment on the record.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say I would not be supporting the resolution. The 2 points. This tax schedule was approved by the voters at over 76%, I believe. But that's important to me that we would be overriding something that was not approved by us, but approved by the voters. And number two, last week we passed a budget that counted on this, or we were expecting then, or written into the budget, this automatic increase. We heard Tuesday of this week that the cannabis industry and the work it's taken to get our ordinance up and running and help work through some of these projects has cost the county a couple of million dollars to date, and this has all been, a lot of it's been coming out of the general fund. So today I am not willing to support one industry that and step in and suspend something that the voters voted on that was expected and that was projected in our budget that we've already passed. I just wanted to share those comments before we vote.
Okay, any other comments or can we go to a vote? All right, Annette, I'll ask for a roll call vote.
Supervisor Gibson?
Yes.
Supervisor Ortiz-Legg?
Yes.
Supervisor Pichon?
Yes.
Supervisor Arnold?
No.
And Chairperson Compton?
Yes. All righty, unless there's any other comments by members of the board, that concludes our special meeting for today. Thank you. 6 minutes.